This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are gone in a very short period of time to surprise Arizona to start off spring training coverage with the new look Rangers with their brand new manager. Apparently things changing in the front office as well. And it's supposed to be a year in which they don't win a lot. Yesterday, I said my excitement level on a scale 1 to 5 was at a 2. Ben and Skin did a very good baseball segment yesterday, kind of responding to that. KT with a ton of baseball information as well. And that didn't get me that excited because, you know, Ben is baseball guy. KT loves it as well. And I was like, they just love the sport no matter what, whether the local team is winning or not. And then I got the email from Ralph James Choppy about a plan. And the plan's probably not going to be executed, but it was an exciting plan that sounded reasonable that got me, it gave me some juice.
Good, good. Now, would you like the man-y plan or the kind of bargain basement pricing kind of plan?
Man-y.
Let's do the man-y plan. All right, okay. Here we go. Now, we talked about this with Bassick a little bit yesterday. Like, why can't the Rangers give Manny Machado a contract? They are in need of a third baseman. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but Adrian Beltre retired.
Yes.
Okay, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. They're going to retire his number on June 8th.
Now I'll try to come back with devil's advocate points. So I guess the normal fan reaction or front office reaction would be, we're not going to contend anytime soon. Plan is for the new ballpark. Why would we get such a win-now player?
Well, are you going to, and I understand that, are you going?
Like, we don't need Bryce and Manny right now. We're not a piece away.
Correct.
We're not going to be in contention.
Here's where that thought process is flawed in this case only.
And Justin Verlander may have pointed this out.
Most free agents in baseball become free agents at 29, not at 26.
Yeah.
If you were to sign Manny or Bryce to an 8-year deal worth $220 million, okay, you are going to be competing. If the Rangers aren't going to compete sometime in the next 8 years, they need to just fire everyone now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in football, you don't want to do what's called building your team backwards, right? You don't buy from the bottom necessarily, and if you don't have a quarterback, you don't buy other pieces. Like, that's just the prevailing thought. But in baseball, it's a little different because there is no one singular position that is so much more important than everyone else. So if I can get Manny Machado, because the Rangers have already talked about being in the market for Nolan Arenado next year.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to be in the market next year for old Nolan Arenado, why don't you just get the same player who's a year younger now?
Right. Arenado's 27. He'll be 28 in April.
And Manny Machado's 26.
And so is Bryce.
So, like, all right, well, what do you want to do? If you were to sign somebody for 6 years at 30, you're basically getting the same player for 8 or 9 years at 26. So why not do it? All right. If you were to take a look at the worst, let's just say, if you were to take a look at the worst free agent signings in baseball history, just the worst, they all kind of had the same thing going for them or not going for them. They were guys either grossly overpaid for their ability, like Gary Matthews Jr., who came off a career year. They had some issue, be it injury or weakness, like they can't perform. The stress of playing in Boston or New York just got to them. Well, you don't have to worry about that here. There's no injury with Manny Machado. There's no age issue with Manny Machado or Bryce. So if you go look at, like, the worst free agent signings, Manny doesn't fit the criteria of any of the worst. Andrew Jones, a little bit too old when he got there. Kevin Millwood, when he signed with the Rangers, he was a good pitcher, but he was never an ace. So right. He wasn't worth ace money.
Yeah.
When the Angels signed Josh Hamilton, that was like a bad, it turned out to be a bad deal. But there were signs with Josh. Couldn't see in the daytime. You know, had Red Bull.
Substance abuse issues.
Right. Substance abuse issues. Alfonso Soriano. This guy was a walking strikeout.
Yeah.
There was no reason why. I mean, again, Zach Greinke. Well, what's Zach Greinke's got issues with him in terms of his
social anxiety.
So there are.
But the point was that, I mean,
Chano Park, he was just overpaid. He wasn't any good.
All these players crying about the free agent market, shut the hell up. Seriously. Yeah. I get Verlander's point where he's basically saying, and Justin Verlander is a must-follow on Twitter and social media. He's basically saying, look, even if you're rebuilding, because of the ages you pointed out, you're planning on contending in 2 or 3 years anyway, and you're going to get Bryce or Manny in the prime of their careers for a baseball player 28, 29 years old. But otherwise, Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, Zach Greinke, David Price, the deal Harper gets, Stanton's deal. Like, all these deals basically don't pan out. So shut up. I'm glad the owners are doing this. I'm glad they're resetting the market. I don't feel 1% bad for any of these players. Not one.
I don't necessarily either. Now, they are going for, I mean, I don't know that they were at the work stoppage yet, but it's creeping up.
It's coming. Look, 2021, there's that thought as well, is that owners don't want to commit to anything before what potentially might be a new CBA getting ripped up and completely brought to the new board in 2021, because there will be a work.
They will not miss one game.
The way we're trending?
No, they won't miss one game.
Oh, the way we're trending, Chop, and baseball players, it feels like they could hold out longer.
They will not miss one game. They will never go through that again. They lost so much of their foothold on the American life. They will never do that again.
All right, let's get the Ranger plan.
So the Ranger plan is sign Manny Machado. You are going to need a third baseman anyway. You are going to be competing at some point in the next 8 years. Give him the 8 for $220 million. Let's move on, okay? Give it or something in that range. Sign him.
And by the way, the latest, and gosh, you talk about one of the worst reported stories. Major League Baseball free agency with Bryson Manny has been one of the most inaccurate, worst reported stories that I can remember in a long time. Now we got Machado following the Yes Network in New York. Then we got Machado on one of his social media accounts putting up little Chicago White Sox baby shoes. Then we got Bryce Harper, according to Washington Capitol players, unfollowing them on social media. Every day it's another little petty, childish story.
Every day.
And an inaccurate story.
I don't know why. Roy, do you know why Clay Buchholz is not signed?
I mean, because he had a really nice year in the second half, I think, last year.
He had a 2.01 ERA in 100 innings.
Mm.
But I don't know if people were buying it just because he's a guy who, prior to that, had like an ERA in the fives.
Well, he also had injuries, okay? I
mean,
he sounds
perfect for this staff.
Yeah. He's had 1 year where his ERA was above five. These are his previous seasons. 2013. He had a 1.74 ERA in 100 innings. Then he had a 5.34, a little hurt. 3.26, 4.78. Pitched seven innings at his age 32. Then his age 33 season, 2.01 in 16 starts. That's a scrap heap guy. That's a perfect textbook 2019 Texas Ranger baseball player. You don't get more textbook than that.
He's 34.
Yeah. Like, you don't get more classic than buy low, high reward on the very low risk. There's another name out there, another Oriole. Adam Jones coming off a very good season, batted .281, fewest Ks since 2009. There was mutual interest earlier in this offseason between the two. He is a fantastic ambassador to the game. He's a little old. He's probably a progress stopper, but this team doesn't have any progress they're trying to stop anyway. He instantly is the face of this team. Instantly.
Great, great leader.
Tremendous.
Great personality.
Tremendous. If you're looking for defense, I got two guys for you. Well, one guy, really. Infield defense, a Denny Hecheverria, can't hit worth a lick, but he's a very good defensive shortstop.
I mean, I think they're fine there with his Drubal.
Yep, they probably are. And then if you want another utility guy who played with Miami last year, in 59 road games, now this guy couldn't hit at home in Miami, but in 59 road games, which is about a third of a season, he batted .290 with a .363 on base, a .500 slugging, 12 home runs in a third of a season. You've never heard of him. His name's Derek Dietrich. But in 59 road games, I mean, those are tremendous numbers.
So this
and you could get him for the league minimum.
So this is your yard sale plan.
That's a yard sale plan.
You're going and trying to get used furniture. You yep. want to go ahead and spruce it up, and then you want to restore it, and then you want to sell it. The problem, the balance there is developing your own young guys.
They don't have any young guys to develop.
Well, we got to find out. We got to find out still about Gallo. We got to keep playing Odor.
We know about him.
You got to figure out about Calhoun.
Yep.
What are you going to do with IKF?
IKF is
your catcher.
No.
I mean Ronald Guzman. You're trying to stretch that as
who
well.
Who are you bumping? Like you got to
like
play.
Well, they have a hole at third.
No, they don't. As Drubal Cabrera is playing third.
They have a hole at third.
Okay. As Drubal Cabrera is better than Derek Dietrich. So that's not a hole.
Did he bat .290 with a .363 on base in the road games this year? I mean, like, did he?
He did as well as Derek Dietrich's .265,
again.
And as Drubal Cabrera would have been the second leading home run hitter on the Rangers last year had he been on the team.
Again.
So, yes, he's better than Derek Dietrich.
Again, the road numbers, I mean, nobody hits well in Miami. That's where he played. His home numbers destroyed it. Now, I'm not saying I would take him over there. I would personally, their third baseman needs to be Manny Machado.
Yeah. Don't get
That's
me
who their third baseman needs to be, not a boob, whatever his name is. I can't even say that guy's name.
A boob.
He did mention that when he came over. He's like, he couldn't say a booble.
I can't. So I want him. I can't even have. Like, I hope he doesn't make the team.
As Drubal, he's definitely making the team.
Yeah, I know he is.
All right, any other exciting future signings you could go out and get besides Machado to get me more hyped up than a 2 out of a scale of 5?
No, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to take what he's signing and send it,
flip it
to places to then get exciting. Like, there are some exciting pitching prospects. Like, I'm interested to go see Taylor Hearns when we get down there. But Taylor Hearns' is probably ceiling for this season is AA. So I don't necessarily know if he's going to be there.
There's no progress to stop on this team. There's no young guys that we're stopping. Yeah, you're going to play Gallo, but we know what Gallo is.
Yep.
You're going to play Odor, but we know what Odor is.
Nomar.
Yeah, you're going to play Nomar. I'm not trying to get rid of those guys. But there are does anybody think this is a good outfield? It's not a good outfield.
No, but you have to play Nomar. You have to play Gallo, and then
and you got
to
play.
And Nomar, Gallo. I mean, they're
trying to play Calhoun, but he's not a.
Yeah, trying to play Calhoun. I mean,
but he's not an outfielder.
Delino is a utility player, really, or a bench player.
He is.
You got a hole in center field.
And truthfully, probably so is Calhoun.
Yeah,
I mean, because he is not a.
Do you agree with his Machado premise, Roy?
Yes, I mean, I believe he's absolutely right. Like, if there's an opportunity to strike, but.
This is a rare.
But you're not getting Machado for 8 and 120.
No,
that's
220.
220.
Sorry, 220. That's reportedly what the Yankees are offering him. If he's got the choice between going to the Rangers and going to the Yankees,
they have not made
he's
an
going
offer.
To the Yankees.
They have not made an offer.
I mean, if anybody's, I'm sorry, but like anybody outside of the White Sox, and even the White Sox, if he's looking at the situations, he's going just about anywhere is looking better than Texas right now.
Correct.
So unless Texas is going to back up the Brinks truck and pay me an amount of money that's an absurd number comparatively to these other, you know, contracts, they're not going to get that deal done. So you can't. I don't think it's fair to just say they could throw out 8 years, 220 max, whatever the offer we hear is, and Manny Machado will come.
It may
sign.
Not.
It's not that simple.
But nobody knows what these offers are anyway. They have nobody has butchered offers like the baseball media.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Nightingale is saying one thing, Buster Olney saying another, Ken Rosenthal doesn't know what's going on, and Jeff Passan's too busy
well,
trying to figure out if he's working for Yahoo or ESPN.
Well, they're all getting played. They're getting played
of course
by they're getting played by the organizations who are saying, we won't go past this number no matter what.
Right. So
and they're getting played
know.
By the agents who are like, well, we need to get this number up, so we're going to say someone's offering this for this.
So nobody knows what he's been offered. He could be offered 7 for $150 and we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It could be 10 for $300. We have no idea.
I agree with it, though. Like, If he's 26, and again, the Arenado thing doesn't make sense unless they just don't like Manny as a dude. Unless what he did character-wise completely soured them and they crossed him off the list. But if that's not an issue, you're going to have him from 26 to 35. And you all you know what I want to know? I'm going to ask an uncomfortable question. We don't have time for it. I want to know what the ownership mandate is on spending. That's what I want to know. That's what I want
to
find out.
Seems like their next move is to get Prince off the books.
All this John Daniels hate, before I go lash out on JD, I got to know what he's being told what to spend and what not to spend in a top five market in this country where you should be spending big. I want to know what that is.
With a top four TV contract.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.